So are we starting now?
Yes.
Okay. Good evening.
Hello. Good. Well, it might not be evening when people are listening. We can't say good evening. It's not even good evening. Evening where we are. You shouldn't say that.
Yes, it is. It's evening. It's 6 o'clock.
It's 6 p.m. The threshold of evening.
What's 6 o'clock if not evening?
They might be listening whenever. Evening is after 7. Very late afternoon.
I wouldn't say half past six is afternoon.
You're saying 6:59 is afternoon. When have you had an afternoon at 6 p.m?
When have you ever been invited to a party?
Good point. I came late to yours last year.
To Why Is Harriet Crying? I gave you the wrong start time. Thank you for joining us. I'm hungry because it's past my dinner time. I usually eat around 6, so in the late afternoon. So I might be a bit grumpy.
You're having your late afternoon dinner, are you?
I'm hungry. That's when I usually eat, but not today because we're doing the podcast now.
Right. I tried to make it earlier,
but you were busy.
I'm very impressed with... Okay, I'll deal with that in just a second. First of all, I'd like to say how impressed I am with Harriet for really raising the bar on tech. She sounds great.
Yeah,
the video looks
you.
Great, her end. I'm very happy
thank
with
you so
that.
Much.
Really happy.
Yeah.
Really. I was starting...
Just adapted to my new online live, so just really... but yeah, thank you.
We're starting at the time we agreed to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I refused to budge to an earlier time that you tried to get. You tried to get us to start earlier, what, half an hour before we were supposed to start? I think that
was
a bit
much. Meeting got cancelled, postponed until tomorrow, and then I was like, oh, I could do this earlier, then I can get dinner so I won't be hangry. But not anymore.
Because
what were you doing, Sunil? What's the excuse?
Yeah, what was so important that you could...
Just vacuuming the stairs.
Vacuuming the stairs. And so I asked an hour before, so that took 1 hour, the stair vacuuming.
How many stairs have you got?
I didn't even get it
10
done.
10 minutes per stair?
You didn't get it done?
No, because it was full. Like the vacuum cleaner. The bag was full. Couldn't find any more bags. So I found another vacuum cleaner. And that one really smells. What?
What? Who has two vacuum cleaners? And why does it smell?
I don't know.
What are you vacuuming up?
I don't know where it came from. It's just a vacuum cleaner. In the basement.
Didn't know you had a basement.
Oh, yeah. I filmed some stuff down there the other day.
What?
A funny video.
We'll be the judge of that.
Why haven't you asked me about the background?
Fine, because I don't want to play into your hands. Why am I... Okay, first of all, why are my eyes shut? And, okay, if anyone is listening, Snow has a backdrop.
Well worth watching for this bit.
He's created himself a backdrop. This time
it's
not
YouTube.
A beach. It is a very large image of my head, which is bigger than your head.
Elliot, what do you think of my impression of Harriet?
I'm going to have to pretend it's not very good.
I think it's
that Harriet, every photo that you ever take of Harriet, you have to do a few because she has her eyes shut a lot of the time. I don't know why.
More often than they're open.
why?
I don't know.
What's the instinct?
There's
no flash.
Sri Lanka. Yeah,
there's no flash either.
I know, these lovely landmarks, and I just got my eyes shut, as if I'm...
Well, this photo was taken the last time we met.
I don't know when that was. It's not...
That was at Brekkie Club, where with the lads that we invited you to out of sympathy, because you weren't invited, and then we thought we'd better invite Harriet. So
and
this is Brekkie
Jack
Club.
Me, I can't, yeah. It's your fault.
Jack Barry called you that, didn't
he? No, Jack Barry called all stockpilers a cunt, then you said, Harriet's been stockpiling, even though I hadn't. I was stockpiling before stockpiling was a thing. So
in this picture, you do have a little bag over your shoulder. Has that got toilet paper in it?
Yeah, just stealing toilet paper from the loos, even though I had loads at home. Yeah.
You've got very thick eyebrows, actually, haven't you?
Very thick. They're only getting thicker in
lockdown,
actually, yeah.
They
grow upwards,
ripped?
I have to trim them.
Are you getting really stacked?
No, I ate a lot of donuts and chocolate pots. My chocolate pots
are you getting them from?
Getting out of hand. Well, I was getting them from the shops.
What, your local shop just around the corner?
Well, we're in the middle of suburban Wimbledon, so they've
which
got
chocolate pot do you go
shops.
For? What's the what's
cocoa
the...
chocolate pot? So I had cocoa ones, but then because you can't get more than two of a lot of items, I'd get the chocolate ones. Two of those, one of the salted caramel ones, and then one of the banana ones, and there's four in each.
I don't think there's restrictions on yoga pots.
12, there's 16. No, I know, but I just want to be embarrassed to get to the front and then be like, look at this fucking cunt, you know?
I'm just using the language
that's been used against me. I'm owning the words
but
that
no
I've
one actually called you. No one actually called you that.
No, you did.
I did not. When did I ever call you that?
You did. You used what he said and then you put it onto me.
No, I said...
You know you did. You know you did. Anyway, I was panic eating a lot of chocolate pots, and so now I've had to start exercising. Found a new exercise regime that basically involved me jumping up and down for half an hour. My brother was concerned there was a problem with the house, but it was just me exercising, and now my calves hurt so much I can't take the stairs.
What are you doing with the calves? What was it? Squats or something?
Jumping. It's just jumping up and down. It's basically different forms of jumping. I saw it on Busy Phillips' Instagram. Signed up, a specific type of exercise? I've really got a gym. It's this LA woman. And I just really want to be her. She is 40 years old, pregnant, and half my size.
But that's because she lives in Hollywood, isn't she? And they all are,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
They're all very thin. So they just eat leaves and stuff.
Fit.
Yeah, which I can't eat.
I bought some sandals.
Birkenstocks.
Yeah, but plastic ones.
What for? What's going on?
Just for chilling around the house. Just like chilling.
Don't you wear slippers?
No, I don't have slippers, mate.
Why the hell not, pal?
Because it's getting warm. I don't need slippers.
I actually wear these out now.
Your Ugg boots.
Uggs.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Why are we friends? Gross.
They're back in actually. So
I suppose they're aren't they? They're for, they originally were made for people to wear just after they came out from
Paris
back
Hilton.
From surfing.
Yes.
Really.
After they came back from Paris Hilton.
Nicole Richie. Exactly.
Back from surfing.
Yeah, I think they're Australian.
But surely the wool against you when you're wet wouldn't be very good, would it?
Well, very absorbent.
I've just bought some wool mattress topper.
My worst fabric is wool.
Absolute worst fabric. It's not bare wool against you. It's basically so scratchy.
I don't like squeaky
Can't
wool.
Can't think of
like,
anything worse.
Can you both just let me explain?
Are you going to buy a hair jacket next?
What does that mean?
I don't know. I read it somewhere. It's a fucking chainmail. It's a punishment, like from the Bible. You'd know this, Elliot. Don't people wear hair jackets?
Well,
yeah, definitely. No. That's in Leviticus 4:4.
No, wool naturally it's temperature regulating. So when it's hot, it cools you down, and when it's cold, it warms you up.
Yeah, but it's scratchy and it smells.
And it's not and against my bare skin, is it? It's inside it.
Kill a sheep for that.
You had to
kill a sheep for the wool, you idiot.
Yes. Sheep's skin.
It's sheep's hair. It's like shaving you to stuff a cushion.
Is that a threat?
Something to do, isn't it?
I've got hair in lockdown. I could make quite a sturdy cushion.
Have you had a haircut?
No.
Have you dyed yet? Yeah, what's the plan? What are we doing?
Yeah.
I just see growing it out, actually.
Mm, nice. I started washing it recently as well.
Great. That's nice.
Well, welcome to society.
It does feel nice, actually.
It's nice to wash it.
There's a real fresh feeling that you just can't beat.
Yeah, but I don't want to get addicted to it, so then I'll be in the pocket of big shampoos.
Yeah, all those crazy people that get addicted to hair washing. I've been to those meetings.
They do.
When they ruins people's lives when they're just washing their hair every day.
I'd quite like to get a haircut soon, though.
You can do it yourself. I did mine a couple of weeks ago.
That looks good, actually.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to turn out too bad.
What did you do? Just shave the back and sides?
Did the back and sides, and then I scissored myself on the top.
Real good volume with that quiff there.
Yeah.
So I did my best. It actually looks terrible at the back. But
everyone,
who
everyone
sees the back? No one sees the back anymore.
I certainly
do. Everyone except you sees the back.
Yeah, and I don't care about
nobody sees anybody. They only see the face on Zoom.
Good point. Actually, Harry.
No one sees your back.
That's
that
a really good
wearing...
point, except for when you go shopping or for a walk.
Yeah, Sainsbury's people are going to be judging me.
Who cares?
But I judge them.
I think, yeah.
Is that why you're wearing a cap now?
I just like wearing a cap now.
It's from a conspiracy theory website we're talking about.
It's not. It's from a different website.
What website?
It's just supporting journalism.
Is this about 5G?
How many masts do you think were burnt in the last month in the UK?
Actually, quite a few. People are really angry with the masts.
55.
Yeah.
55.
Mad, isn't it?
That's mad.
God, I don't even know what the I don't know what the conspiracy theory is. Does anyone know?
Isn't it just meant to be that the radio waves?
They think it's coming through. They think it's coming through that. Yeah.
What? How do you get a virus from a radio wave?
Yeah. No. Exactly. don't question.
But there must be
don't question like people who don't think about things.
Must be something more compelling than that. Than a virus is coming from the 5G mast.
No, it's. I think it's that the masts appeared and then coronavirus appeared and people thought it was like a causal link between those two. 5G's
been
around.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No. Again, don't question
Wuhan.
It.
Wuhan. They came there. They put up 5G and then they all got corona. Oh, Harriet, don't say that. Don't.
No, don't.
Oh,
no, please
God.
Don't.
Don't do that, Harriet. Please. You can make a lot of money becoming like an anti-vaxxer, like Instagram influencer.
Yeah. I think it's going to be hard to fight vaccination on this one.
It's going to be a pretty short term if you're not getting vaccinated.
There's a few mad people I follow on Facebook friends, just like comedians. You know, there's a lot of mad comedians.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. There's a couple of them who are like, I'm not getting the vaccination. No way. Not letting them do that to me. I don't know what they're talking about. Like, they're so.
People are worried about microchips. Being microchipped.
Or in a vaccine.
Yeah, they put the microchip in and then they know where you are at all times. What? Who cares? What are you doing that's so secret, you fucking idiot?
Yeah. Are you going to download the app that tracks you?
Yeah, I've got all the other apps anyway. I know where you
are
at
all times. That period tracking app knows when you... What?
It doesn't know when my period's due. It gets it wrong all the time. So it can't track me. I'm untrackable.
I turned off my Find My Friends tracking.
Your period tracker.
No, my...
You turned it off.
I turned it off so no one can find
me. Well, just because you're in your house, everyone knows where you are anyway.
He might not be in his house.
I might not be.
Or we can see the
best time to turn it off.
If he's not in his house, then he's going to be at the coffee shop.
There's Harriet. Found her.
Where am I?
At home.
Fuck, how do you know where I am? I thought I put it on yours and not on mine.
What do you mean yours and not mine? Okay, I'll put it back.
I can track you and you can track me. I can't even track Bobby and I can track you.
All right, look, I'll let you track me if I can continue tracking. Okay, yeah, sure.
This is going to be a nightmare.
Track me now. See if you can track me.
You're not going anywhere.
I was out yesterday. Went out for 2 hours.
That's illegal.
Nothing to brag about.
Illegal. Absolutely illegal.
What are you doing? Mouth kissing. What are you doing?
I was walking.
Illegal. You're only meant to have 1 hour of exercise a day.
That's not true.
Illegal.
I looked it up. I looked it
no,
up.
No, it's 1 hour. It's half an hour
I looked
run,
it up. It's not 1 hour.
It is 1 hour.
It's not. Yes. Elliot, got to edit that bit out.
Sunil's illegal.
It's not illegal.
Going to
Google
see your mistress,
it.
Going to Google visit it. Your mistress.
Yeah.
My married mistress at her family 55 home.
55 minute walk back.
No, it's good. Not an hour. Very it good. Says they didn't say you can only have an hour. They said,
yes, they did.
They were like, how long do you exercise for? And they're like, I don't know, probably an hour. That's all they said.
You have broken the law. I actually was out for 3.5 hours on Sunday.
There you go. Where'd
volunteering.
You go?
Volunteering.
What are we doing?
Collecting tins outside Morrison's so I could
why
stockpile
do they let,
them.
Oh, great.
Why do they let you volunteer?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, there's better people.
No one else. There must not be. There
there's
must
so
not
many
be
people that
want
to volunteer and they've chosen you.
I know. It wasn't a choice thing. It was just I offered. Bobby
and
did
And they
it
had
well.
To say yes to be nice to you. You're right. Actually a charity case in itself. Hello?
Well done, Harriet. Good
well
job.
Done, Harriet.
Thank you so much, Elliot.
What did you do, though?
I was just teasing. You just stood outside there. Bobby was very good because he has a very loud voice. So we just stand outside Morrison's on a table, and then as everyone queues, you go, today we're collecting tinned meat, tinned vegetables, fresh fruit and fresh vegetables. But anything you can spare, but that's particularly what we need to give to vulnerable people. Thank you so much. And then as they go into Morrison's, they go, oh, okay, cool. And then they come out and then they can just pick up a tin or something. Sorry, am I boring you? Sorry. Are you bored?
No,
are
I
you
just
bored?
Yawned.
Well, it was quite intense. It was quite
No, you already told me about this.
No, I didn't. I haven't seen
you. You said you were
going
to do it last week.
Yeah, I actually didn't tell you how it went, did I?
Okay, how did it go?
Well, fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Did people contribute? Did they donate?
People were very... Bobby got in really into it. He got like a catchphrase. And like at the end, he was going, have a great shop. He really brought good energy to it. Enjoy your shop. And then people would have a little smile, and then they brought out a tin and or a banana.
Amazing.
Yeah. But it was difficult because we weren't allowed to say it was a food bank, because officially, I don't think it's an official charity. So it did seem like we were just
who was collecting the charity,
for ourselves. So it's a local, it's been set up like locally within like Merton and Kingston and somewhere else, so they can deliver like 1,000 different food deliveries every week to people that are vulnerable, because I think some of the government stuff can be a bit slow. But it did. There were points when people were questioning us, and we'd just have to say,
"Yeah."
Like it did look like we were just, but it would have been a lot of fresh fruit to get through between the two of us before it went bad. So,
what do you reckon is the monetary value of the stuff that you got?
I reckon
donated?
Over a grand. That's what I said. I mean,
between
Morrison's
you two,
pretty
that's
cheap,
great.
But yeah.
That's really
hours,
good.
Yeah, people would deliver. Because you just make it so easy for them. Because they're just like, oh, I want to give something. I'll just get a tin. That's actually what people need. It's the best way of doing it, I think. But yeah, it was exhausting having to do
Yeah, 3 hours
work.
Is a long time.
Yeah, not used to doing things.
Manual labour.
Yeah.
So what were you doing outside, Sunil, for so long? What's your
excuse?
What
were you doing, Sunil?
Were you helping people?
Just went for a long walk.
You helped. Look, just went for a nice long walk. Yeah,
oh, nice. Must be nice for you.
Yeah. Would you just stroke my head, Sunil? That's so nice. Thank you.
It looks like you're enjoying
so
it.
Nice. Yeah, lovely.
Maybe that's why you have your eyes closed, in case anyone has to do this later.
Yeah. What's that? You're just cradling my chin.
Cradling your chin.
That's so nice. I do that with Isla, just a little tickle on the chin. You're just poking my eye.
Poking your nose.
Oh, a bit off.
Pooping your nose.
No, don't do that. Okay, yeah. I don't like that. It's not respectful.
I did an online gig with Bobby the other day.
Wow. How was that?
It was all right. First one I've done. It's fun.
Yeah.
I don't know how to feel about it. I wasn't really missing it until then. And I thought, I do
then
like
you missed
comedy.
It.
I was like, yeah, I do like comedy, actually, don't I? Mm.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. I'm actually quite enjoying having... the adrenaline has left my body, and everything does feel a bit more peaceful for a bit. Apart from the death and everything.
Apart from the death
horrific,
and the fact there's probably no comedy industry to go back to.
Yeah, apart from that...
Apart from that.
Quite calm around here.
It is, isn't it, really, in a way?
Mm. Yeah, weather's all right, isn't it? It's nice.
Weather's really nice. I found that it actually gets warmer closer to the weekend.
Really, do you? Do you think that's a scientific thing? Maybe God
science.
Is giving us warm weekends.
You just use God and science in the same justification.
Yes. God's telling science.
God built science.
To make a nice warm weekend.
Leviticus 4, 2.
Do you reckon, if they say, all right, lockdown's going to be lifted in 6 weeks, you'll spend the next 6 weeks getting ripped?
Yeah, because
no,
it's
because
summer.
I would want to do that, but I would lose momentum and just panic, eat loads of chocolate pots, and then just go in really hard. What about you? What are you doing?
Our meeting's now been upgraded, and we get unlimited
Ooh,
minutes.
What kind of meeting are we having? Special
well, this
meeting.
This is our meeting.
Yeah. Wow. I've
so
never had it not
forever.
Upgraded though. So what
really?
Does that say?
I've
never
I've
been
had
in
it.
A meeting that didn't get upgraded.
I have.
Never. Oh.
I have.
Bloody,
not worth it.
Bloody radio money going into your Zoom meetings.
Who downgraded you?
Zoom.
Just didn't think you were worth it.
Zoom
no, they just
you.
Gave us the free one, and they were like, all right, your time's up. You've got to knock it on the head now.
Yeah.
And
do you have to pay for this, Elliot?
No, it's free.
Then why?
I think they've extended it now because of this. You know how, in the first video of this, we did and it cut off halfway through? I think they introduced this after that. Because everyone's
up.
On Zoom all the time now. Yeah.
It does look like you're in a lovely place, you know, like you're in a lovely garden or something.
I'm at Brekkie Club with the
me.
Lads.
What?
I'm at Brekkie Club with the lads. You're
and
about
ladies.
To leave and then we're going to go buy video games.
last day. That was my second to last day of freedom.
What a way to do it.
I went back there the next day with Sunini for my last
day. What, to their restaurant?
Yes.
Why?
Because we were going to go for breakfast in Clapham, and I was like, I know a place. Went back again. God. And it's good for me to know what I can eat. Once I get used to something, I go back there time and time, time again.
I do that as well. I like to have be a regular at a place rather than keep trying new stuff.
Nice when they know your name. They know when they knew my name before.
So you can get Five Guys burgers delivered to you.
Yeah, Bobby's doing that right now. I mean, I
can
can't.
You, Elliot?
I didn't know that they even delivered, so I'll have to look into it. I got a burger from somewhere else a couple of weeks ago, like a pub restaurant.
When you got burger and custard.
Burger and custard.
It was that's a burger and a tiramisu, actually. Tiramisu, if we're going to get technical, it's a tiramisu in a burger. Thanks.
Okay. I made a burger the other day, actually. I've been cooking a lot, so.
Oh, you think you're better than us?
I just remembered what happened.
Yes, Elliot.
Isla's been very sick.
Oh no!
What happened?
Yeah. Well, I think I said when we had to rush her in the middle of the night. Because did I tell you this?
No.
Oh god! Sorry, we'll hear about your burger later. Or maybe we won't.
No, we won't.
But
can we do the burger chat first? All right, now go on, tell us about this.
No, people will be worried. So she, we thought that she was, because her sister tragically died when she was 2.5. And I think they're both a bit inbred. There's something up with them. And so then she was behaving like her sister Joby did when Joby had like this weird stroke thing. And so we thought that she was really sick. So then we had to rush her to the vets in the middle of the night. It was all really intense because it was lockdown up in the village in Wimbledon, and it was really like we had to leave her outside and they'd let her in. We had to wait in the car at like midnight. It was all really intense. Anyway, 200 quid later, they just thought she was a bit tired. But then last week on Wednesday, she had really bad, well, not diarrhea, but I won't go into it, but she had a few issues, bless her. And so we had to rush her to different vets. Basically, she's fine. She's got a shaved butthole and she's very embarrassed about it.
Why has she got a shaved butthole? How do you know she's embarrassed? What happened?
You were like, this is going to be a serious story, and then it ends with your cat having a shaved butthole.
No, it is really serious. And we're having to give her antibiotics. I think they shaved too much. They didn't need to shave. Very embarrassed about it. They're worried there's like a leak somewhere or like a bleeding. But it looks
inside
like, you know, when they burn down the rainforest, it's like there's a lot of felled trees like around her butt area.
But why is it shaved?
Show us her butthole.
Not a chance in hell, you pervert.
Show us your cat's butthole.
Show us the butthole. I never should have told you. I've really...
Fucking just show us your cat's arsehole. What's wrong with you?
I knew that's what you'd want.
Does it look like that? Pervert. Is that it? Is that what it looks like?
No. But
does it look like my mouth?
Much more beautiful. Much more beautiful. No.
What is that?
Absolutely. the queen of buttholes. Anyway, she's very embarrassed. It's been a hard adjustment.
I don't think she is.
It's not growing back quickly, actually.
I don't think she is. Does she? She licks her own butthole anyway, doesn't she?
Quite a lot. Yes, and it's she's got a real Brazilian thing happening down there. Hard.
Why did they shave her butthole, please?
Because she had diarrhea and stuff. They had to go in there, I think, like in the butt, maybe. I don't know.
You don't sort out diarrhea by going into the butt and shaving the butthole.
Oh, it's a stop.
200 quid.
Okay.
How much? 400 quid total, actually.
Because she was shitting. What's wrong with her, though?
I would have shaved it for free.
We don't know. The shaving wasn't the cure. That was something that had to happen. Yeah.
There was no cure. There was no illness.
Maybe there's some perfect... Why is the vet doing that?
I think the vet...
Oh, fuck.
I think
it's like his mark.
I think you pay the vet. You just pay the vet so you feel like you've done something, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it really...
Let's Where's the bill? Does it
it's
say on there what your cat's
expense
got?
Of lockdown. No.
Don't you get insurance for cats?
Yeah, but the problem is it just goes up every month, and so like it's the same with my car. Whenever I've claimed things, they've made it go up. They're like, best time to okay.
Yeah, obviously, because you know, because you keep crashing your car.
Keep getting crashed into. Thank you.
Well, that was a roller coaster.
Sorry, a bit of a roller coaster. Well, tell me about your burger.
Yeah, tell me about your burger.
Sorry. What happened to your burger? You made a burger.
Me? Oh yeah, I did. Because I don't like going to the supermarket anymore. I've started to get those HelloFresh things, and they made me make a burger.
Oh, you get it delivered in. Nice.
And everyone's laughing at me because it's the most stress they've ever seen me in the kitchen.
Just like, with simple instructions.
Really simple instructions.
Everything's laid out for you, yeah.
Me just fuming at them. I had a bit of roasted cod today.
Oh, very nice. Like a bit of fish.
Anything like a king.
What? I don't know if I am.
What? Are you next to your window again? Are you next to your little old person?
I am, yes. Yeah. I don't normally sit here. I only sit here for our podcast.
for your podcast.
For any other podcast, I sit at my desk.
Why is it different?
Why? What's the...
Well,
we get special treatment. We get it.
Yeah, the other one, I sit at my desk so it looks professional.
What hat? Where'd you get your hat from? Conspiracy Theory website.
It's not a Conspiracy Theory website. It's a website called Epsilon Theory, which is very interesting. Like $12, $15.
Why does an investment website have a hat, and why would you buy it?
I wanted to support them because I don't pay for their research, so I bought the hat.
What are they researching? Sunil, what are they researching?
Is it 5G?
cat's buttholes.
I knew it.
You've got to support important work.
5G is cat's buttholes.
Keep her in the house because it might be a mark. If somebody sees her show butthole, they're going to be like,
"Oh yeah, the mark of the devil."
She's carrying the secret or something.
It's like she's in the crypts of the blood. It's just like,
Do
you still have your dad's Time subscription on your iPad?
Yeah. He sent me a link to the self-employed. He was like, "There's an article about the self-employed thing," and then the link wouldn't work, so I read through the whole paper, like, trying to find it, and then, like, the Times 2, which is, like, the culture-y bit, and then I was like, I can't find it, it's not in the whole paper, and he was like, it's in the business section. I was like, oh, I never read that. So now it's in the business section.
I don't know how you manage to navigate the whole thing. It's just, there's so much.
I find it so much easier. I find general websites very difficult. I don't like the grid format. I like to be able to go through and say, do I want to read this? Yes or no? No, skip. But I don't like it when it's in a grid and then you click on it, like a website.
Sorry, what are you talking about?
Like, I keep trying to find The Guardian in like a book format.
Oh, no, I was talking about the government tax website.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant you found the newspaper confusing. No,
I didn't know you'd reveal to us that you found newspapers confusing. I didn't think that was coming, to be honest.
I didn't think you'd skipped past that a little bit with this.
Well, I've absolutely nailed the HMRC website, so you can...
How'd you nail the HMRC website, but not The Guardian?
I just want it in a book, like a...
A newspaper?
Paper. Yeah, newspaper, not like a grid. And I, like, paid for it for a while, but then I was like, where can you get the fucking... book format?
What did you pay for?
The Guardian Online, like, funding them because they're doing good work, but I was like, I need to be able to read it like a book.
So I get it, so that you know you've read everything. Like, if you're going through a book, so you're going from, like, one page to the next.
A logical structure.
No, Elliot, yes. It's not that at all.
Yes, it is. A logical structure like a book. There's a beginning and an end. Where does the Guardian website begin and where does it end?
There's no beginning or end to the news.
You start the book.
It's a definitive amount of stuff.
The news isn't the news isn't like a book at all. It's just
exactly. I would like it to be like a book.
But there's no beginning and end to the news.
Exactly. And then I find it very confusing because you're like, oh, too much happening. What do I read? And you read one bit and you go, have I read that? I don't know. And then there's another bit. And then a new bit comes up and you're like, just make a book every day that I can read. Thank you.
A newspaper. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. A newspaper.
The rebirth of print media is you going crazy about websites.
Actually, I was reading, print newspaper is better for the environment than the fucking internet.
Who said Thank that?
You. How's that?
The paper. I don't know. No, actually, it might have been on a paper. But their point they were saying was that all the storage of the websites and the data and the all that shit takes up more energy than printing it and recycling it.
That sounds like bullshit.
It was a very logical, good source, and it I sounds knew really, that.
Okay, I'll take that back. It sounds counterintuitive.
Why? If you're printing stuff and then recycling it, and then printing and recycling it, that's better than all these hot houses, wherever they are, these big buildings they have that store all the energy.
Next to 5G towers, they all are.
In the 5G towers, and then they just get hotter and hotter until they explode. I don't know.
That's not true.
I don't know. I said I don't know.
No, you don't know any. I don't think you knew what.
The places where they keep all my photos. The clouds. You know what I mean? The cloud houses where they keep all my photos in my TikToks and
So you what want them? You want a newspaper and a photo album.
Yes, thank you. I don't want some who looks after these places? Where are they? Can I visit them? And why are they getting so hot? Why?
Don't know.
Thank you.
I pay 79p a month for that, and I'm happy with it.
For what?
iCloud.
But, Sunil, you're not looking into it. It's actually worse for the environment.
What, than printing out all the photos and storing them in my house?
Yes.
It can't...
We thought we were making things better. We're making things worse. That's what...
Please do a TED Talk.
I would. People need to know this stuff because we think we're helping and we're making it worse. I am just saying.
Well, okay, go on. Where was this article that you read that said all your photos are making things worse?
No, not just the photos. Well, all this shit. It's all the energy because they have to be stored somewhere. I thought they were just on your phone, but there's not. There's all these big sheds all over the place that have all these heaters that heat up.
Why are they heating it up if it's too hot already? Why are they
so hot? They're getting hot. They're getting hotter and hotter with all of the...
So why have they got heaters in there then?
Megabytes.
Why have they got heaters?
They're just producing energy. All this energy is being produced in these big sheds. And who's looking after them?
What's that got to do with it?
Someone could go there and steal my TikToks.
You haven't got any Who's TikTok. Are you on TikTok? Them? Is this where is this going? You've
is
got
it just
TikTok.
You got TikTok.
I haven't got. No, I went. I went to watch it to suss it out, and it's actually very engaging.
isn't it? It's like a.
Yeah. It's 45 minutes later, I was like, "What?
Wow."
Yeah, but you'd love it, Sunil.
Oh yeah. Why? We'd lose you to it.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's something that's like
basic entertainment.
It doesn't really make any sense. It's dead basic. It's very easy to just sit there. Not move, and then it's night time now, and all you've done is just look at it, and it's like you don't really enjoy it, you don't really get
no,
it,
you don't
but it's happening
anything.
In front of you.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. It's like any social media.
Yeah, exactly.
Cheers.
Do
please sign up to my. Have you signed up to my newsletter yet?
No,
you
going to.
You missed the edition where I slagged you both off. So
what?
Well, yeah, you've missed it now.
Is it in print?
How did I know about it?
You've got to go on my website and sign up. My email newsletter.
What's your website?
Yeah, let's have a look.
SunilPatelComedy.com.
Wait, is this the gardening one or your one?
That's my actual website. It's not the gardener.
What, is there a gardener called Sunil Patel?
Yes, he's a fucking
gardener.
Yeah,
and a murderer.
Oh, good.
I've got nothing to do right now, so I just send you a weekly list of things I've read or watched, and I will slag off my enemies in the first... What did you write in the first episode?
What did you do?
No, I genuinely haven't done I haven't done one yet. It's coming out this week, though.
Are you going to mention the podcast?
Depends if you are both nice to me until the end of the podcast.
And this is only available online, is it, this newsletter? Because I have to tell you, I find things like that very confusing.
Harriet, you'll have to print it out.
It's going
to
be in one of the hothouses. Nice photos.
Yeah.
There's only one photo.
Looks like you've only got one tooth. You
can
see new photos.
I know, yeah. I've got a toothless photo of me on my website.
It looks like you don't You only have one.
Let's have a look.
I'm not saying it's not working for you, but.
Oh, there you are. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one tooth, yeah. Oh, yeah, it does look toothless. Because I've got a gap in my teeth, haven't I? That's why.
Very, actually, a lot of models can be very successful with a gap in their teeth these days.
Yeah, it's
you can only be a model if you've got a gap in your tooth.
Isn't it from Canterbury Tales?
Website.
What?
Oh, tooth. Yeah. The daughter.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's like a whore. It's like a whore's mouth or something, right?
Yeah.
What?
Exactly. It's a sign you're a whore if you've got a gap in your teeth, according to Chaucer.
What happened to a lovely old website where you're on a boat?
I broke it.
Why is this? Look, what is this?
It's my, it's like my Wix website
or something. It's like MySpace.
No, it's better than MySpace because it's
playing at. Doesn't play music. MySpace plays music. This is.
I just kept it simple.
Home.
Why have you not put a burger recipe on it?
That's exactly it. That's all there is.
There's only one page, yeah. What information do I need on there that people can't get from elsewhere? It's just a holding site.
Or show dates here. LOL, joking. Everything is cancelled.
Yeah, so it's just show dates, Twitter, Instagram, agent, podcast, one
still
photo.
Still got vaults listed. Anyway, you want to hear a sad story? Do you want to hear a sad story or not?
Yeah.
Because you're going to hear one either way.
Okay, go on.
Tough you're gonna
and how will this story be delivered to us?
Can you still see me?
I thought you were going to be a bad mood today, but you're actually in a good mood.
I'm hungry. Actually, maybe I'm good. Maybe I'm in ketosis. My body's in ketosis.
Yeah, you've gone into that sort of level of fasting where you forget you're hungry.
Yeah, an hour and a half. Is that when it starts?
Is that an hour and a half? You've not eaten for an hour and a half.
I had a snack. Had a snack. Got five.
What was it?
One of these like little chocolate oat bars and some cashews. Okay.
I want to please can you tell me what all the snacks are you eat?
Okay.
In what period of time?
Just like over the last week or like on a regular basis, like what are the snacks you have at hand?
Okay. At hand, I always have chocolate pots. Anytime there's these little 100 calorie chocolate,
but you can only have two of those at a time.
No, at the weekend it all went a bit wrong.
How many do you have over the weekend?
I think I had four. I also have jellies, the little...
jelly pots.
Little jelly pots, which I usually have after lunch. finish lunch, I have a jelly. And then I have... I have these chocolate oat bars, and then I have dark chocolate. I have a square of that mid-afternoon, usually in the evening as well. I quite like these crisps that are like chickpea puffs.
Nice.
They're salt and vinegar. Yeah. I have them quite a lot. A lot of canned drinks. Cup of
tea. You've got a soda stream.
Maybe a coconut yogurt.
You've got a soda stream.
Drink. Yeah, coffee.
Coconut yogurt in the middle there. Just snuck that in.
Coconut yogurt. That's when everything's... I made some cookies at the weekend, actually, which were
lovely.
Very good.
Did you say you had some cashews earlier?
Had a handful of cashews, yeah.
You're allowed cashews, are you?
Yeah, absolutely fine. But I don't think they're actually very good for you, but they're...
Well, okay.
They're fine. They're not a nut, they're a legume.
Is it?
Yeah. right. 26-hour disco for charity and penguins named after NHS heroes. Hello!
Wait.
This is the headline, yeah, okay.
Here's a story for you.
Mm-hmm.
Set the scene. A disco, charity, penguins. Three housemates spent 26 hours dancing in their basement for charity while penguin chicks at Chester Zoo were named after NHS hospitals in Tuesday's uplifting news. I thought they were the same story. Hang on.
Well, it's not obviously not the same story.
I thought the disco was for penguins.
I thought the discos, penguins were dancing for the NHS.
I thought, why the fuck would they put them together? Because you imagine a penguin disco. Keepers.
Well, why didn't you read it? You never read these articles.
I did. That is such misleading. They just try and trick you. This is the problem with websites. Look.
Elliot, is that misleading or is she just not reading it?
It's absolutely misleading.
It can be both.
Three housemates spent 26 hours dancing in their basement for charity, while penguin chicks at Chester Zoo were named after NHS hospitals in Tuesday's uplifting news.
I'll admit, every time you do read it, my brain just, like, switches off for a second, because it is so confusing.
26-hour disco for charity and penguins named after NHS heroes.
It makes it sound like the dance is for the penguins as well as the NHS.
Yes, and the penguins are at the dance.
Yeah.
They're all dancing.
Well, no, because there's distancing in there. Where is the news? Where is the story? What website?
Expressandstar.com.
Oh, Harriet. I used to work for them. I used to do these online stories for them.
Can we find one that you wrote?
Please.
Yeah, you can look up the work. I did like two stories. I worked for them for like 2 weeks.
Oh, my God, what's it going to be? What if it's really emotional? What if the sad story is one you've written?
I did a great bit of wordplay in the title once, which was Gator
Dash
Raid, R-A-I-D.
Gator Raid.
Last night, pharmacist Sunil Patel, a friend... Oh, no. Wow, that's really...
Yeah.
That's a really bleak story.
Okay.
Have you read this?
No, it's really out.
Is this the murder?
Carry On star Leslie Phillips has been devastated about his wife's death. This was 3 years ago.
Am I named?
And you're named, innit?
Go on, then.
Hang on. Oh, it won't let me scroll. Fuck, see, this is the problem. You can't fucking... Nothing's happening. Won't scroll. Yeah, in the Express. Fuck. Why did you comment on Leslie Phillips' wife's death?
I had nothing to do with this. You're saying there's someone with my name commenting.
Yeah, it said star comments on... You're the star, hang on. Or maybe Leslie Phillips is the star.
Where'd you get those headphones from? They're like gamers headphones.
Thank you so much.
You answer the question?
Last night...
Okay.
Former Bond girl Angela died. And then it says, hang on. I don't understand. Last night, pharmacist Sunil Patel, a friend of the devoted couple who helped to treat Angela... So I've spoken to Leslie and he told me he is totally devastated. Each time I saw them, they were fantastic together. Angela had her ups and downs after finding out about the cancer, but that's just human nature. She was a very kind, big-hearted lady.
I'd say that about you.
Do You Fancy This Woman by Sunil Patel for express.co.uk.
That's me. Hello. That's me. That's one of mine.
Do You Fancy This Woman? What is it?
That's one
what
of my
this?
Stories. Yeah, that's one of my stories.
Oh my. Yeah. Okay, I've got to look at it as well.
According to a new survey, she's an irresistible combination of the best features of Hollywood stars, old and new, bound to set anyone's heart racing. Hello. After polling British women about celebrities' bodies, Marilyn Monroe was named the most seductive woman from the past and Angelina Jolie the most seductive living woman. Use of the word seductive there twice.
Thank
you. Monroe's white dress and Jolie's pout were fused with Halle Berry's eyes, Jennifer Lopez's nose, and Kelly Brook's hair and body to create Angèle, the most fanciable woman of all time. Is that what you think? That's your dream woman.
That was what the press release said, so I just...
That's your dream woman. You just called her the most fanciable woman of all time.
No, I said, do you think... Is, like, is this it? Is
yeah, but you it? Asked because you wanted approval there.
Yeah, I was doing that on my own and I thought, you know what, I'll write a story about it.
This is so you. Almost half of the women polled believed they were not seductive and 51% could not remember the last time they felt in the mood for seduction. Over half of women also believed that seduction was something that only happened in films. With girls like this setting the example, we're not surprised.
What do you mean that's so me?
Makes you feel better, does it? If you find out that women can't be seduced.
Things don't exist. Yeah, it seems to be so negative about everything.
So that whole thing is a press release. They're trying to sell something. I don't know what it is. What's it for?
Well, I think it was for Lenore.
Lenore, yeah. That is it. It comes out every 3 years, that particular piece of research.
Hey, I've just had an email from Sunil Patel.
Oh.
What does it say?
Confirm your subscription to Sunil Patel. Maybe later.
Sunil, a Q&A with Sunil Patel, farmer and chef.
No, that's not me.
Interesting.
I did one about some students in Florida stealing a alligator.
Gatorade.
Yeah.
Is it sad?
No, but it does very much fit into the kind of stories that Harriet would tell on this podcast.
Oh, so you actually began it?
Yeah.
Wow, what a twist.
Mm. Obituary for Sunil Patel.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
Oh no.
Thank you. Thanks very much, guys. What does it say?
This will be the sad story.
Okay, sad story. We'll read the obituary.
Harriet.
Sorry. Okay.
Just making sure that he didn't die of anything particularly.
Oh, no, it is sad because he died.
What, an obituary?
You could send him a card.
We'll do that after.
There's a way of sending flowers to his family.
When did he die?
That would be so terrifying if you sent him a card from Sunil Patel to Sunil Patel. Thinking of you from Sunil Patel. Imagine receiving a card of condolence from your partner that died. Condoling you for the death of yourself. Imagine
if I received that and I was dead.
Your family received that from you, consoling them for your death. Saying, I'm so sorry you lost me.
Did they ever tell you, I was working somewhere once and my manager died. And a year later, I had an email from her that just said, nice work, nothing else. It's because they switched off her email, but it just sent everything that was like her outbox or something.
She never sent that. She always meant to tell you nice work.
Yeah, and I didn't like it.
But decided not to tell you.
Yeah, exactly. So I must have done something that day, but...
It does look like actually I'm dead in the picture behind you, Sunil. It looks like you're in front of a remembrance.
This is how you'll look in your casket.
No, you can't use that picture. No.
That's what you look like when you sleep, though, isn't it?
No, my eyes are open when I sleep, Sunil.
My eyes stay open when I sleep.
Absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
Not okay. Anyway, anyone got any gigs or anything? You want to recommend?
So we should all sign up for your newsletter.
Sign up for my newsletter.
You have to then sign up again. You have to confirm your subscription.
You have to confirm just in case.
I don't know if I can be bothered.
No, you've got to confirm in case someone...
So it's a bot to try and sign up.
No, in case someone...
Don't worry about it.
No, it's in case someone just puts your email into stuff. That's why you have to confirm. It's like when you...
emails into it.
No, because they have to confirm it or go to their email and say, please confirm. Oh, yeah. It's like when people used to subscribe you to that JD Sports thing. No, was it JD Sports you were on the mailing list for?
Oh, yeah, that was so annoying, and then I couldn't log off.
Wonder who that was.
Did you used to do that on purpose?
No, I never had. It wasn't me!
No, that was driving me mad!
It wasn't me, you idiot!
What's your email?
You can't add my email to it. It's already in there.
Too late, signed up. Thank you. You're subscribed.
To what? My own email?
Yeah.
Really lame move, Sunil.
I'm going to subscribe you to like Homebase or something now.
No, don't.
Well, you've started a war you can't finish.
You don't even know enough
websites to put an email into.
What are you doing? What other emails do you have?
Come on.
Anything? So nothing to plug, anyone?
Anything to plug, Harriet?
No, nothing.
I've got nothing, Elliot. Have you got anything?
Short films, I assume.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, exciting.
Very inappropriate, the subject matter, as it turns out now.
What?
Really annoying.
Or is it good?
Is it zeitgeisty?
Well, it's not really
stuff, you know.
Yeah, it's not really about this, is it? It's about a clinical trial for a flu cure. So it's about people in quarantine who have the flu.
We want a cure.
It's different enough. We filmed it in November. We didn't know about this. It's either great timing or terrible. Yeah.
Where's it going to be released on?
It'll be on YouTube and stuff at some point, so it'll be over the next probably
month. But you'll talk about it on your social media platform.
Yes, so you can
November was when it all started.
No, it wasn't. That was December, actually. So.
No, it was November.
Where did you get the idea from a 5G mask?
I was just sitting around eating a bat, and I thought I could make a short film. But you two pop up. You two pop up in it, don't you? You got cameos.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Sunil, I've now signed up. Every Sunil Patel.
Flu and me, it's
Gmail at Hotmail at iCloud.
To what?
Your newsletter.
So all no, don't do that, because then I'll get accused of spamming them.
No, they'll want to know for one of their own.
No, so Harriet, don't do that.
Girls, I've already done
Harriet,
it.
Harriet, don't. They'll tell it. Me off for that. What's,
I've done it.
Undo it.
How do I undo it? It said thank you multiple times.
Well, just be more
and
sensible.
You are welcome. You're welcome. Anybody that wants to sign people up to Sunil's newsletter, feel free.
If you know anyone,
email it. Anybody that knows anybody that thinks that somebody might like his newsletter or any other Sunil Patels you know, please do sign them up for it.
Okay, I'm going to
anyway, got to go. Hungry.
After an hour and a half of
nearly
not eating,
evening,
she's hungry.
Nearly evening in 9 minutes.
8 subscribers. One of them is... .com. That's Harriet's personal email.
Oh, gotta blank that out. Gotta so make a note there.
Please do email Harriet if you want to.
We had any emails to the Why Is Harriet Crying email?
No, just a load of junk, actually. Wait, I hope nobody has, because that was really rude if that's true. Well, no, got a security alert. Had a comment on Lockdown Lads, a previous episode saying, don't depend on Sunil for physics lessons.
Yeah, I remember that.
Thank you very much, Shane. but no, apart from that, just a load of old junk.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll sign up. Wise. Oh, no, but then I'll get it twice. So I don't know. Anyway, we really had to better go.
I've got to go.
I've got to go. Are you going to vacuum those stairs?
No, I don't know what to do. I have to find out. Okay, let's...
You can't
make
vacuum
the stairs
and then not do it, you know?
I'm going to fucking do it. I'll do it.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.